Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Team meeting my ass.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at DanFeldmanNBA. The Pistons got routed by the Bulls last night. The game was a blowout basically as soon as it started. Detroit got behind big, and Stan Van Gundy sure didn't mince words after. I think this quote, team meeting my ass, that's the new build a wall. That's Stan Van Gundy's new go-to catchphrase. The Pistons got blown out by the Pacers on Saturday, led to a team meeting, and I was there at the Pacers game. I was listening to players talk afterward, and there seemed to be a lot of discussion about, okay, we cleared the air, we talked about what's bothering us, you know, how some guys aren't happy with how the ball's moving, that players need to defend better when they're not getting the ball. But it really just came down to a lot of guys just seemed to be not happy with how much they were getting the ball, and they wanted that known. They wanted it understood. And a lot of this was dated around the time that Reggie Jackson returned. So rightly or wrongly, that was treated as a link. And everybody just wanted to get that out there. Well, the question I had at the end, I asked this to Marcus Morris, was, well, what now? Like, everybody knows who's upset and why, but what now? Is anybody committed to alleviating these concerns? Are they just going to fester? Is there a plan here? And Marcus Morris said he pretty much talked most of the meeting, and he left it by saying we need to get on the same page and everybody go home and think about it. Well, we saw the result. That was just a rout in Chicago. The team was terrible. And that led to some great quotes from Stan Van Gundy.
It's a disappointing performance no matter what, but coming off a team meeting and all of the emphasis.
Team meeting my ass. That stuff's, like I said before, that stuff means nothing. It's what you do on the court. Talking's easy. It was a disgusting performance. So by all of us, me included, I mean, it was unprofessional, embarrassing, humiliating, whatever you want to say. It was terrible.
After the Pistons lost to the Pacers, Stan Van Gundy was already talking about changing the starting lineup effective for Wednesday against the Grizzlies. And yeah, he mentioned it was possible against the Bulls, but this is a pretty typical Stan Van Gundy move where he'll talk about changing the starting lineup two games out. He wants to give it time. He's always patient with it, but he'll bring it up publicly. He'll talk about it before it gets to that point. The game in Chicago, I guess, left the possibility that he wouldn't follow through. But of course, you know where he's going now.
It's just a matter of who now. We're not, I guarantee you, on Wednesday night, we're not trotting that five out there again.
And the Pistons starting lineup with Reggie Jackson, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Marcus Morris, Tobias Harris, and Andre Drummond has been terrible. There's no doubt about that. They've been outscored by 19.4 points per 100 possessions so far this season. Yeah, that's just in 122 minutes, but a lot of this has come against the soft part of the schedule, and no team is even close. No lineup has played nearly that much and been nearly that bad. The next closest is an Orlando lineup that has been outscored by 12.1 points per 100 possessions. Pistons are at minus 19.4. Of all the lineups that have played this much, only Orlando is even in double digits in the negative. I mean, this is just absurdly bad. Some of this is Reggie Jackson not being healthy, not having his burst, and a lot of things are falling apart around that because the Pistons' whole scheme is predicated on Reggie Jackson having the ball. So it's just going bad. And I think this will get better as Reggie Jackson gets healthier, but nobody wants to show any patience right now for good and bad reasons. The good reason is these games count. It's not easy to play through Reggie Jackson's growing pains, him getting reacclimated, and pile up losses. The bad reason is that his teammates just really aren't doing enough for him, I don't think. Yeah, the ball's probably sticking too much, and Reggie Jackson needs to work on that, and it's far within the realm for his teammates to call him on that. That's totally fair. But they need to do more to pick up the slack in the interim while he gets back. And that starts with, as they all identify, they need to still defend when they're not getting the ball, and they often don't. Play some defense and work through the offensive struggles. It's a lot harder to listen to them gripe about not getting the ball when they're not doing their part on defense. Those things can go hand in hand, and that's troubling that the defense has fallen so far. So let's talk about lineup changes. I see two possibilities, and, you know, maybe Stan Van Gundy ends up surprising me. I think there's a lot of things that are potentially could happen. But I see two that stand above the rest as the most likely. In no particular order, number one is bringing in Ish Smith for Reggie Jackson. That's the simplest. It goes back to the offense where everybody else seemed happier. Reggie Jackson wasn't dominating the ball. And if Stan Van Gundy was thinking about going that route, Reggie Jackson basically is begging for it through how he acted in Chicago. He did not shoot at all in the first quarter. He played the entire 12 minutes, did not shoot. The Pistons' offense was a mess, and this was just not Reggie Jackson being unselfish. He'd bring the ball up, dump it off to a teammate, go spot up, and let the teammate get the offense going. It was nothing. I mean, he wasn't driving and kicking or doing the things he can do to set up his teammates and be unselfish. This was just him not involved. And it was a problem. It's a big part of the reason the Pistons' offense was so bad. And like we said, when the offense goes bad, the defense often goes worse. So not only did he play this way, this is how he described why he played this way afterward.
Not a lot of play calls were to get the ball moving, so getting it to another side and then just never got back to me, really. So we talked about how we needed to play defense, how the ball needed to hop, and I guess ball movement would promote defense. So I just tried to help do my part by promoting ball moving. Unfortunately, we just didn't do anything on defense end.
Oh, so it was the play calls. What does Stan Van Gundy think about that?
No, that wasn't us. That was him. It wasn't us. That was him.
So nice he had to say it twice. There's a little bit of something brewing here. I think Reggie Jackson in that team meeting, it definitely seems like he was rebelling against a lot of griping teammates. Teammates who were unhappy with how much they were getting the ball once he had returned. And this was sort of his way at, I don't want to say getting back at them, but maybe even just retaliating a little bit. That, okay, you don't like it when I'm dominating the ball, you guys run the offense, you see what you can do. And it was just destructive for the team. He pinned some of it on Stan Van Gundy, saying it was the play call. Stan Van Gundy said, no way. That's not going to sit well. So if Van Gundy was thinking about benching Reggie Jackson for Ish Smith, this opens the door for it. The problem with that strategy, though, is if I'm right, if that a lot of this is just based on the Pistons overreacting to Reggie Jackson not being healthy, but the players get again accustomed to playing with Ish Smith, who doesn't score as much, who's going to let them get their own touches, but doesn't have the same ceiling as Reggie Jackson, how do you go back to Reggie Jackson once he gets healthy? It's going to make it awkward, and if there's any stumble, if you go back to Reggie Jackson, the internal dynamics are going to be tough to manage. It's really hard to keep going back and forth on your point guard when they play so differently, and it can cause some tension. When the Pistons are winning, there's not going to be the same level of tension, even if Reggie Jackson plays the same style, because if they're winning, he's doing it more effectively. There's less room for griping. And so it's just tough to go back and forth. So I really wouldn't advise that change. The other possible change, here's the other one that I see is quite possible, and that's John Luehr for Tobias Harris. Stan Van Gundy, throughout the year, this is not new to this little time period of bickering, but Stan Van Gundy has called out Tobias Harris for caring too much about how his offense is going, what shots he's getting. I don't know that he's the most upset right now, but you want to send a message that this does not work, that playing defense only when you're getting shots does not work. Complaining and focusing on your shots does not work. Yeah, you want to remove somebody from the starting lineup? I'd look at Tobias Harris. John Luehr has played very well off the bench. I don't think he'd be quite as effective as a starter, but he'd bring a little more traditional size. The Pistons' rebounding has been underwhelming. Making John Lure the starting point guard or power forward could be helpful. And so I think that could just be a way to balance things. Let Tobias Harris handle more of the load on the second unit. For that to really work well, Tobias Harris is going to have to live up to his passing capabilities a little more. I think he can be a pretty good passer for a forward, especially a combo forward, but he's got to do it, and that hasn't really been there. Maybe I'll be there more if he's getting the ball with the second unit. It could be a nice way to balance things. The tricky thing is, and Van Gundy brought this up after the Pacers game, and that's the starting lineup was pretty good last year with Reggie Jackson, and it wasn't even that good on the whole with Ish Smith. It trended better. Was that a real thing? Was it not? I don't know. Van Gundy doesn't know. He's not sure. It's tricky. I think there were definitely some signs of progress with some comfort with Ish Smith. So you could go that route. But there was some nice chemistry, too, over the long haul between the starting lineup with Reggie Jackson. And I wouldn't be in quite such a rush to break it up. Van Gundy is. He wants to send a message. He was mad after the Bulls game. I can't see him not following through at this point against Memphis tomorrow. And so I think we'll see a new Pistons starting lineup. What will that be? Maybe we'll have a better idea tomorrow in the shoot-around pregame. Something could be revealed. We'll see. But you can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. If something's out, we'll talk about that within our preview for the Grizzlies game. The quotes you heard today were from Fox Sports Detroit. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.